啊，今天的题目是啊，盼望的原因。
Today's title is Reasons for Hope.
啊，经文是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第十三节到第十八节。
And Bible verse is 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18.
啊，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第十三节就是保罗所说的话。
And the first is Thessalonians 4:13 through 18 is what Paul was saying.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep.So that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep.For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
那我第一次经历到人面对死亡的时候是在我四岁的时候。
I was 4 years old when I first experienced people facing death.
那么那时我看到一位年长的老人家。
I saw an older man.
然后他躺在这个床上。
He was lying on the bed.
啊，呼吸非常的困难。
Breathing heavily.
然后不久他就去世了。
Later he passed away.
我们在乡下居住了大约15年的时间。
I lived in the village for about 15 years.
我们经常听到有人去世。
And I always hear the news that somebody passed away.
我们在这些去世人的当中里面。
Among these people who passed away.
我们带给我一个很大的冲击，就是我一个年轻的叔叔。
Young uncles, was the one who brought me the biggest shock.
那么这位叔叔他去世的时候大约是30多岁。
When he passed away, he was only about 30 years old.
所以他离开他的这个世界的时候。
When he left the world,
留下一位妻子和6个年纪还小的这个孩子。
He left his wife and 6 very young children.
那么想起他们一家，我心里面感到非常的难过。
I think about this family, I'm very sad.
那我想，因为是我所经历的。
Because of what I experienced.
那么直到我在念初中的时候。
Made me that when I was in middle school,
我们开始思想到这个人生的问题。
I started to think about life.
然后其中的一个问题，我就想到人啊、为什么会死的？
One of the questions that I wondered was that why people die.
然后特别好像我这位年轻的叔叔一样。
Especially about my young uncle.
啊，还没有活到老就去世了。
He passed away before he was even old.
然后除了这个问题，我还问。
Besides this question, I also asked,
然后人死后到哪里去?
Where do people go after they die?
然后人生在这个世上只不过是七八十年的时间。
A person only lives in this life for 70, 80 years.
啊，不久就要离开这个世界。
And then they leave this world.
然后看起来似乎没有多大的希望。
It doesn't seem there's much hope.
那么人活在这个世界上的目的到底是为了什么?
Then what's the purpose of people who live in this world?
所以我问这些问题，后来我在圣经里面找到它的答案。
So for these questions, I found the answers in the Bible.
因为圣经里面有谈到人为什么会死的。
Because the Bible talks about why people die.
而死后到哪里去?
And where people go after they die.
那除此之外，圣经也谈到人生的目的。
And besides that, the Bible also talks about the purpose of life.
所以今天我们看这段经文，多多少少牵涉到我所过去所问的问题。
So the Bible verse we're going to learn today, more or less is related to what I asked before.
那么帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们对这个死亡啊。感到无知。
The believers in Thessalonica church felt ignorant about death.
因为他们不知道死后到底会怎么样。
They didn't know what they would be like after they die.
然后死后到底要到哪里去。
And where they are going.
所以保罗以今天我们所看这段经文来劝勉还有教导他们。
So Paul used these Bible verses that we're going to read today, admonished and taught them.
所以从这段经文里面，保罗尝试回答他们所问的问题。
With these verses, Paul tried to answer their questions.
啊，他说一个得救的基督徒是有盼望的人。
He said, a saved believers are the believers who have hope.
所以保罗的劝勉还有他的教导，今天我们来看，一共有四方面。
So there are four aspects in Paul's teaching.
然后保罗说，一个信耶稣得救的人是一个有盼望的人。
Paul says, a believer who is saved is a believer who has hope.
啊，第一点他说，因为我们有神的话语。
The first is because we have the word of God.
所以保罗以神的话语来劝勉和教导这些信徒。
So Paul used God's words to teach these believers.
所以在第四章第十五节，保罗说：“我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事情。”
In Thessalonians 4:15a, Paul said, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord."
所以解答帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒他们所问的问题。
To answer Thessalonica, the believers in Thessalonica church.
所以保罗以神的话语来教导他们。
Paul used God's words to teach them.
然后保罗说，既然你们已经有神的话语。
Paul said, since you have the word of the Lord.
啊，不应当感到无知。
You shouldn't feel ignorant.
如果我们是一个信耶稣得救的人，
If we are a believer who are saved,
啊，不应当对这个死亡的问题不知道。
We shouldn't be ignorant about death.
因为我们有神的话语。
Because we have the word of God.
那比如说，保罗在哥林多后书第五章第一节说。
In 2 Corinthians 5:1, Paul said,
他说我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了必得神所造不是人所神所造在天上永存的房屋。
For we know that if the earthly tent which is our house is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
那保罗说，他 我们的身体好像这个帐篷一样。
Paul said our bodies are like a tent.
啊，有一天必要拆下来。
One day it will be torn down.
然后得到神为我们所预备那个永恒的身体。
And we will get the eternal body that God has prepared for us.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦第四章十三节，保罗继续的说。
So in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, Paul continued to say,
他说，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒不知道他们死后会怎么样。
So the believers in Thessalonica church didn't know what they would be like after they die.
因为他们对这个来生没有一个理解。
Because they didn't understand the afterlife.
那么因此保罗特地的对这个问题说明清楚。
So Paul specifically explained to them about this question.
他说论到这些已经睡了的人。
He said, for those who are asleep.
睡了的人就是指那些已经离开世界的基督徒。
The people who are asleep, Paul referred to those who already left the world.
所以保罗不愿意看到这些帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒对这个事情不知道。
Paul didn't want the people in Thessalonica church didn't know about this.
那如果他们不知道人死后到底怎么样？
They didn't know what the people will be like after they die.
然后肯定他们会感到忧伤。
They would be sad.
那么好像那些没有指望的人一样。
Just like who don't have hope.
那么死亡这个问题对一些人好像一个谜一样。
Death to somebody is like a riddle.
那么精神病创始人 Sigmund Freud 他曾经讲过这些话。
The founder of psychoanalysis, Freud, used to say,
他说死亡是一个非常痛苦的一个谜。
He said, death is like a very painful riddle.
那么到目前为止，这个谜没有他的答案。
And so far, there's no answer to this riddle.
然后可能永远不会有他的答案。
Maybe never.
那么今天有一些医生或者科学家们 尝试研究一些死去又活过来的人他们的经历。
And today some doctors and scientists try to study the experience of some people who died and came back to life.
他们研究一些神秘的现象。
They study some occult phenomena.
希望能够得到一些答案。
Hoping to find some answers.
所以保罗在这节经文里面以这个睡觉来形容一个死去的基督徒。
So in this verse, the Bible described the people who, the believers who died as asleep.
那么在约翰福音第11章第11节到第13节, 主耶稣也这么说。
In John 11:11-13, Jesus said,
我们的朋友拉撒路睡了,我去叫醒他。 门徒说：“主啊，他若睡了，就必好的。”耶稣这话是指着他死说的。Our
friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of sleep. The disciples then said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death.
所以这个用词说明一个基督徒死后会从死里复活过来。
So this word means that a believer will come back to life after he dies.
但是这个睡是指身体的睡。
The sleep refers to the body.
不是指灵魂的睡。
Not the sleep of spirit.
因为灵魂没有睡。
Because spirit doesn't sleep.
一个人死去的时候，他的灵魂离开他的身体。
A person dies, his spirit leaves his body.
就好像雅各书第二章第二十六节这么说。
Like in James 2:26, it says.
他说，身体没有灵魂是死的。
For just as the body without the spirit is dead.
因为圣经也说，当一个人的身体死去之后，他的灵魂回到神那边去。
The Bible also says when a person dies, his spirit goes back to God.
我们在传道书第十二章第七节说，尘土乃归于地，灵乃归于赐灵的神。
In Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
那么这节经文也回应创世纪第二章第七节所说的。
This verse reflects what's said in Genesis 2:7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being.
所以当一个人死去之后，他的灵就归于神。
So when a man dies, his spirit goes to God.
但是他的身体却归于这个土地。
And his body goes to the earth.
我的父亲在2002年的时候离开这个世界。
My father passed away in year 2002.
他忠心地跟随耶稣很经常向人传福音。
He followed Jesus faithfully and always spread the gospel to others.
所以当我听到这个消息的时候，
When I learned the news,
我匆匆忙忙地买了机票赶回马来西亚。
I hurried to buy plane tickets to go back to Malaysia.
然后当时我在神学院要面对这个末期考。
It was the final exam at the seminary where I studied.
我就跟老师说我回来再考吧。
And I told the teacher I will take it after I come back.
所以我的父亲他去世之后，他的身体安置在这个医院的太平间。
So after my father died, his body was left at the mortuary.
然后等候孩子们回来举行这个葬礼。
I'm waiting for the children to go back for the funeral.
所以在这个医院那个卧房当中，我看到我父亲的身体。
So in the mortuary of the hospital, I saw my father's body.
所以按照圣经，他的身体已经睡了已经睡了。
According to the Bible, his body was asleep.
真的，一个死去的人，他的身体好像一个睡觉的人一样。
It's true that a person who dies, his body is just like somebody who's asleep.
我也知道他灵魂已经到天父那边去。
I also knew that his spirit is with God.
因为我的父亲是一个得救的人。
Because he was saved.
那么因此我感到很安慰，因为我知道我有一天我会见到我的父亲。
So I felt comforted because I knew someday I would see him again.
所以保罗以这个睡觉来形容一个离开世界的基督徒。
So Paul used asleep to describe a believer who left the world.
因为有一天他将会醒来。
Because one day he will wake up.
或者说有一天他将会从这个死里复活过来。
Or to say he will resurrect one day.
所以基督徒是一个有盼望的人。
So Christians are people who have hope.
那么第二点，保罗说，因为主耶稣将会再来。
The second, Peter says, because Jesus will come back.
所以保罗以主耶稣的再来来劝勉和教导帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
So Paul used the return of Jesus to teach the believers in Thessalonica church.
所以保罗肯定他们耶稣将会再来。
Paul assured them that Jesus will come back.
所以在十四节保罗说，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
In 4:14, Paul said, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus.
那么从这节经文里面，我们看到两件事情。
So in this verse, we saw two things.
那第一件事情就是主耶稣必会再来。
First, Jesus will come back.
那么第二点就是他来的时候，他会将那些在耶稣里面睡了的人一同带来。
Second, he will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus.
啊，就是把他们的灵魂一同带来。
Which means he will bring with him their spirits.
所以刚才我讲过，一个人，一个基督徒，当他离开这个世界的时候，他的灵魂到天父那里去。
Just as I said, when a person dies, his spirit will go back to God.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，他会把这些灵魂一同带来。
And when Jesus returns, he will bring with him those spirits.
所以主耶稣的再来给在活着的基督徒带来很大的安慰还有盼望。
So the return of Jesus brings a great deal of hope and comfort to the believers.
因为圣经说我们将会与主永远同在。
Because the Bible says we're going to live with the God forever.
我们主耶稣什么时候会再来？
So when will Jesus come back?
没有人知道，因为圣经说只有天父知道。
Nobody knows except God according to the Bible.
那么很多圣经学者用一个词句来形容主耶稣的再来。
Many scholars and students of the Bible use one sentence to describe the return of Jesus.
啊，他们就是用这个词句，英文词句叫做 imminent return of Christ， 就是 I-M-M-I-N-E-N-T， imminent。
Imminent return of Christ。
啊。Imminent 是什么意思？ Imminent 就是指随时可以发生的事情。
What does imminent mean? It means it could happen anytime.
啊，就好像哥林多前书第15章52节这么说。
Like in 1 Corinthians 15:52.
啊，就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒为次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人要复活成为不朽坏。我们也要改变。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
所以这节经文讲到主耶稣再来的时候，就在一霎的时候或者眨眼之间。
So when Jesus comes, it says, it will be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
啊，换句话说，就是在一个很短的时间里面。
In another word, in a very short time.
因为主耶稣再来的时候，那些死去的基督徒将会从死里复活过来。
When Jesus returns, all the believers who are dead will return.
而得到一个不朽坏的一个身体。
And get a imperishable body.
啊，同样的，那些还活着的基督徒，他们的身体将要改变。
And those who are still alive, their body will be changed.
那么得到一个不会朽坏的身体。
And get imperishable body.
所以保罗说，基督徒是一个有盼望的人。
So Paul said, believers are people who have hope.
那么第三点，他说，有一天他们将会从这个死里复活过来。
So the third aspect is, One day they will come back to life.
因为帖撒罗尼迦的信徒不知道死后到底怎么一回事。
Because the believers in Thessalonica church didn't know what afterlife is like.
那么因此帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十五节第十六节保罗这么说。
So in 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 16 Paul says,
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主耶 降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督死了的人必先复活。
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
所以当主耶稣从天降临的时候，那些死去的基督徒将会从死里复活过来。
So when Jesus comes from heaven, the dead believers will come back to life.
那么得到一个不会朽坏、一个荣耀的一个身体。
Each of them will get an imperishable body, a glorious body.
如果我们看这个哥林多前书第十五章的话
，Let's look at First Corinthians 15.
然后保罗说我们的身体这个复活的身体好像一粒种子栽种在泥土里面。
Paul says, our body is like a seed in the soil.
然后成长结出这个果子来。
And grow and bear fruit.
啊他说这个果子不是栽种泥土里面的种子。
He says this fruit is not the seed that was planted in the soil.
啊，但这个果子跟这个种子是有关系的。
But this fruit is related to this seed.
啊，是果子是从这个种子而来的。
Fruit is from the seed.
啊，同样的，保罗说，我们这个复活的身体不是这个死去的身体。
Just like that, Paul said, our resurrected body is not the dead body.
啊，但是这个复活的身体是从这个死去的身体而来的。
But the resurrected body is from the dead body.
啊，是有连贯的。
Is it coherent?
那么当亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后，死亡就临到这个世界。
Adam and Eve sinned, and there came the death.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章第十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
As Paul said in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以当罪临到这个世界上，生老病死是人必须要面对的一个问题。
So when there is sin in this world, life and death, to believe and to be sick and to die is a...
然后希伯来书第九章第二十七节，按作命定，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
As in Hebrews 9:17 says, And inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment.
所以人生下来不只要面对这个死亡。
So after a person is born, he has to face death.
那么将来他们还要面对这个审判。
He also need to face judgment.
如果没有信的人，就是那个白色大宝座前的审判。
For unbelievers is the judgment before the great white throne.
那么在启示录里面讲到很清楚，那些没有信的人将会被扔在这个火湖里面。
It's very clearly stated in the Revelation that unbelievers will be thrown into the eternal lake of fire.
那么只有那些名字记在生命册上的人才可以进去神预备那个新天新地。
Only those whose names are in the book of life, they will enter the new heaven and new earth.
那么但是信耶稣得救的人不必面对白色大宝座前的审判。
Believers who are saved don't need to face the judgment before the great white throne.
他们将会从死里复活进入这个新天新地。
They will come back to life and enter the new heaven and new earth.
所以基督徒从死里复活的事情带来很大的改变。
So the resurrection of a Christian brings a great change.
那死亡不是再是一个谜，而已经有了它的答案。
Death is not a riddle anymore. There's an answer.
人本来是绝望的，但是现在有了盼望。
People were hopeless, but now there's hope.
本来是胆怯的，但是现在已经不怕了。
People were afraid, and now they're not.
本来是沮丧的，但是现在充满了喜乐。
They were depressed, but now they're full of joy.
所以基督徒是有盼望的人。
So Christians are people who have hope.
所以刚才我讲过，第一点是因为有神的话语。
So as I talked first, because we have the word of God.
那么第二是因为主耶稣将会再来。
A second is the coming of Jesus.
那么第三呢，是因为得救的基督徒能够从死里复活过来。
Thirdly, because believers, saved believers will come back to life.
那么最后保罗说，得救的人将会被提到天上去。
Lastly, Paul said, all those who are saved will be raptured.
那么在十七节保罗说，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到营里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
In verse 17, Paul said, Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord.
所以主耶稣再来的时候，所有得救的基督徒，无论他们已经离开世界或还活着的，他们必会被提到天上去。
So when Jesus comes back again, all the believers who are dead or alive will be raptured together.
那么如果有一天主日的时候你来到教会，
So if one day on a Sunday you come to church,
然后发现了没有人了，
And there's nobody.
教会的门都锁上了，
And the doors are locked.
那很可能主耶稣在那个时候降临。
It's very possible that Jesus comes back.
把所有的得救的基督徒提到天上去。
And raptured the saved believers.
那么其实我有一个经历，当我在神学念书的时候。
I had an experience when I was studying at a seminary.
然后那个主日的时候，我们去教会真的是没有人。
When I went to church one Sunday, there was nobody.
然后后来发现到时间改了。
And then I found that it's because of the time change.
所以这个被提的事情在圣经里面英文翻译成 rapture, R-A-P-T-U-R-E.
So 被提 is a rapture in the Bible.
所以 rapture 这个字它是来自这个拉丁文叫做 rapto, R-A-P-T-O.
So rapture came from rapto from Latin.
它的意思就是被抓住的意思。
It means to seize.
或者是被提的意思。
Or to carry off.
被提是一刹的时间。
To be raptured happens in a moment.
其实使徒行传里面有讲到这个 rapture 的事情。
So in Acts is talked about the rapture.
当腓力把这个福音传给这个太监之后。
So when Philip spread the gospel to the eunuch,
然后过后他就被提走了。
Philip was raptured.
那他说从水上上来的时候，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再见到他了。
It says, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him.
所以在主耶稣再来的时候，得救的基督徒很快的就被提到天上去。
So when Jesus comes again, the saved believers will be raptured very quickly.
所以是在一段很短的时间里面。
In a very short time.
这告诉我们，我们要随时的做好准备。
So it tells us that we need to be ready anytime.
因为被提是没有什么警告的。
Because there's no warning about the rapture.
而被提是有这个拯救的意思在里面。
A rapture also has meaning about salvation.
也就是从这个危险的当中被拯救出来的意思。
Meaning to be saved from dangerous situation.
因为主耶稣再来的时候，圣经告诉我们将会有七年的大灾难。
The Bible says when Jesus comes, there will be 7 years of great tribulation.
那么得救的人将会在大灾难之前被提到天上去。
Those who are saved will be raptured before the great tribulation.
突然间你会发觉到很多人消失掉。
You will find many people disappeared.
那么整个世界就进入一个很混乱的一个状况里面。
And the whole world will become chaos.
然后这种现象对于那些不得救的人，他们不能够明白。
Such a phenomenon for unbelievers, they don't understand.
因为他们不明白圣经所说的。
Because they don't understand what the Bible says.
所以保罗说，他不希望得救的人不知道这些事情。
So God, Paul said he doesn't want those who are believers uninformed about such a thing.
为什么知道这些事情这么重要？
Why is it so important to know such things?
原因，当我们知道明白这些事情的时候，将会带给我们这个盼望。
Because when we understand such things, it will bring us hope.
死亡对于一个得救的人不是一个绝望的事情。
Death for a saved person is not hopeless.
而是一个提升，被提升到一个永恒的阶段里面。
It's an upgrade. It's elevated to the eternal phase.
一个得救的人他死去，圣经说他只不过是睡了。
A saved person, when he dies, the Bible says he's asleep.
他的灵魂到天父那里去。
His spirit goes to God.
那么当主耶稣再来的时候，他会把他的灵魂一同带来。
And when Jesus comes back, he will bring with him the spirit.
那么所有死去得救的人，他的身体将会从死里复活过来。
And all those who are saved, when they die, they will come back to life.
而活着的人，他的身体将会改变，一同被提到天上去。
And believers who are still alive, their body will be changed and be raptured.
永永远远与主同在。
And live with God forever.
那么这段经文应当成为我们的盼望。
This verse should become our hope.
启示录21章第一节到第四节这么说，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Revelation 21:1-2 says, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷有神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes.And there will be no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away.
所以保罗说，信耶稣得救的人是有盼望的人。
So Paul says, believers are people who have hope.
然后第一点是因为圣经所说的。
First, because the God says so.
那么第二点，保罗说，主耶稣将会再来。
The second, because Jesus will come back again.
那么第三点，保罗说， 得救的基督徒将会从死里复活过来。
Thirdly, because believers will be resurrected.
然后最后他们将会被提到天上去，与主永远远远同在。
Lastly, they are going to be raptured and to live with God forever. Let's meditate on God's words.
你的盼望现在建立在哪里？
Where is your hope established on?
你是否是一个有盼望的人？
Are you a person who has hope?
你的盼望是建立在地上还是在天上？
Is your hope established on earth or in heaven?
你的盼望是建立在这个暂时的世界还是在那永恒的神身上？
Is your hope established in this temporary world or on the eternal God?
真正的盼望是从神而来的。
A true hope is from God.
对于一个得救的人，死亡不是一件绝望的事情。
For a saved person, death is not hopeless.
其实圣经说死亡是一个提升。
The Bible says death is an upgrade.
然后提升到一个永恒的阶段里面。
To be elevated to an eternal phase.
你是否是一个有盼望的人？
Are you a person with hope?
只有耶稣才可以给我们盼望。
Only Jesus could give us hope.
天父求你教导我们。
Dear God, please teach us.
也求主帮助我们一个警醒的身心来等待耶稣的再来。
Please help us to have an alert heart to wait for Jesus to come back.
因为圣经说耶稣随时会再来。
Because the Bible says Jesus will come back anytime.
他来的时候要把那些得救的人提到天上去。
When he comes, he will bring him up those who believe.
天父求你坚固我们的信心。
Lord, please strengthen our faith.
让我们相信你。
For us to believe.
让我们信靠你的话语。
For us to depend on your words.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.